ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 9 ब्रह्मास प्रेयर्स फॉर क्रिएटिव एनर्जी पार्ट 1 वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 25 लॉर्ड ब्रह्मास 25 प्रेयर्स फॉर क्रिएटिव एनर्जी। Lord Brahma prayed, Oh my Lord, today, after many, many years of penance, I have come to know about you. Oh, how unfortunate the embodied living entities are that they are unable to know your personality. My Lord, you are the only knowable object because there is nothing supreme beyond you. And if there is anything supposedly superior to you, it is not the absolute. You exist as the supreme by exhibiting the creative energy of matter. This form which I see is eternally free from material contamination and has advented to show mercy to the devotees as a manifestation of internal potency. This incarnation is the origin of many other incarnations, and I am born from the lotus flower grown from your navel home. Oh my Lord, I do not see a form superior to your present form of eternal bliss and knowledge. In your impersonal Brahman effulgence in the spiritual sky, there is no occasional change and no deterioration of internal potency. I surrender unto you because, whereas I am proud of my material body and senses, your Lordship is the cause of the cosmic manifestation. Yet, you are untouched by matter. This present form, or any transcendental form, expanded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is equally auspicious for all the universes. Since you have manifested this eternal personal form, upon whom your devotees meditate, I therefore offer respectful obeisances unto you. Those who are destined to be dispatched to the path of hell neglect your personal form because of speculating on material topics. O my Lord, persons who smell the aroma of your lotus feet, carried by the air of Vedic sound through the holes of their ears, accept your devotional service. For them, you are never separated from the lotus of their hearts. O my Lord, the people of the world are embarrassed by all material anxieties, and thus they are always afraid. And they always try to protect wealth, body, and friends. And they are filled with lamentation and unlawful desires and paraphernalia. And they avariciously base their undertakings on the perishable conceptions of my and mine. So as long as they do not take shelter of your safe lotus feet, they will be full of such anxieties. Daivena te hata bhiyo bhavata prasangat sarvashu bhopa shamanad vimukendriya ye kurvanti kama sukalesha lavaya dina lobha bhibhuta manasa akushalani shashvat. O my Lord, persons who are bereft of the all-auspicious performance of chanting and hearing about your transcendental activities are certainly unfortunate and are also bereft of good sense. They engage in inauspicious activities, enjoying sense gratification for a very little while. O my Lord, O great actor, all these poor creatures are constantly perplexed by hunger, thirst, severe cold, secretion, and bile. Attacked by coughing winter, blasting summer, rains, and many other disturbing elements. And they are overwhelmed by strong sex urges and indefatigable anger. I take pity on them, and I am very much aggrieved for them. Yavat pritakvam idam atmana indriyartha maya balang bhagavato jana isha pasyet tavanna sangstritir asau pratisankrameta viarthapi dukha nivahang bahati kriyartha. O my Lord, the material miseries are without factual existence for the soul. And yet, as long as the conditioned soul sees the body as means for sense enjoyment, he or she cannot get out of the entanglement of material miseries, being influenced by your external energy. Such non-devotees engage their senses in very troublesome and extensive work, and they suffer insomnia at night because their intelligence constantly breaks their sleep with various mental speculations. They are frustrated in all their various plans by supernatural power. Why, even great sages, if they are against your transcendental topics, must rotate within this material world. 12 Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Krit Saroja Ase Shutekshita Patho Nanunata Pungsam Yad Yad Jiyata Urugaya Vibhavayanti Tat Tad Vapu Pranayase Sad Anugrahaya. O my Lord, your devotees can see you through their ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed, and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in that particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. My Lord, you are not very much satisfied by the worship of demigods who arrange for your worship very pompously with various paraphernalia. But the demigods are full of material hankerings. Just to show your causeless mercy, you are situated in everyone's heart as a supersoul, and you are everyone's eternal well-wisher. But you are unavailable for the non-devotee. But yes, the pious activities of the people, such as performance of Vedic rituals, charity, austere penances, and transcendental service, performed with the view to worship you and satisfy you by offering you the fruitive results, are also beneficial, for such acts of religion never go in vain. Let me offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Transcendence, who is eternally distinguished by his internal potency. The Lord's indistinguishable impersonal feature is realized by intelligence for self-realization. I offer my obeisances unto him, who, by his pastimes, enjoys the creation, maintenance, and dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. yasyavatara gunakarma vidam banani namani yesu vigame vivasha gunanti te naika janma shamalang sahasaiva hitwa sangyanti apagritam ritang tam ajang prapadye. Let me take shelter of the lotus feet of him whose incarnations, qualities, and activities are mysterious imitations of worldly affairs. One who invokes his transcendental names even unconsciously at the time one quits this life is certainly washed immediately of the sins of many, many births and attains him without fail. Your lordship is the prime root of the tree of the planetary systems, and this tree has grown by first penetrating the material nature in three trunks for creation, maintenance, and dissolution. Those three trunks are me, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and you, the Almighty Lord. And we three have grown with many branches. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you, the tree of the cosmic manifestation. People in general all engage in foolish acts, not in the really beneficial activities enunciated directly by you for their guidance. So as long as their tendency for foolish work remains powerful, all their plans in the struggle for existence will be cut to pieces. I therefore offer my obeisances unto him who acts as eternal time. O your lordship, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you who are indefatigable, untiring time, and you are the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Although I am situated in an abode which will continue to exist for a time duration of 2 paradhas, or 311,040,000,000,000 years, although I am the leader of all other planets in the universe, and although I have undergone many, many years of penance for self-realization, still I offer my respects unto you. O my Lord, by your own will, you appear in the various species of living entities, among animals lower than human beings, as well as among the demigods, just to perform your transcendental pastimes. But you are not affected by any material contamination. You come just to fulfill the obligations of your own principles of religion. And therefore, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my obeisances unto you for manifesting such different forms. My Lord, you accept the pleasure of sleeping in the water of devastation, where there are violent waves, and you enjoy pleasure on the bed of snakes, showing the happiness of your sleep to intelligent persons. And at that time, all the universal planets are stationed within your abdomen. O object of my worship, I am born from the house of your lotus navel for the purpose of creating the universe by your mercy. All these planets of the universe were stationed within your transcendental abdomen while you were enjoying sleep. Now, your sleep having ended, your eyes are open like blossoming lotuses in the morning. Let the Supreme Lord be merciful towards me. He is the one friend and soul of all living entities in this world, and he maintains all for their ultimate happiness by his six transcendental opulences. May that Supreme Lord be merciful towards me, so that I, as before, may be empowered with the introspection to create, for I am also one of the surrendered souls who are dear to the Lord. The Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, is always the benefactor of the surrendered souls. His activities are always enacted through his internal potency, Rama, the goddess of fortune. And so I pray only to engage in his service in the creation of the material world. And I also pray that I not be materially affected by my works, for thus I may be able to give up the false prestige of being the creator. The Lord's potencies are innumerable as he lies down in the water of devastation. I am born as the total universal energy from the navel lake in which the lotus sprouts. I am now engaged in manifesting his diverse energies in the form of the cosmic manifestation. I pray, therefore, that in the course of my material activities, I may not be deviated from the vibration of the Vedic hymns. The Lord, who is supreme and oldest of all, is unlimitedly merciful. I wish that the Supreme Lord may smilingly bestow his benediction upon me by opening his lotus eyes. For the Lord can uplift the entire cosmic creation and remove our dejection by kindly speaking his directions. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The statement here that the Lord manifests himself before the devotee in the form in which the devotee likes to worship him indicates that the Lord becomes subordinate to the desire of the devotee, so much so that Krishna manifests his particular form as the devotee demands. This demand of the devotee is satisfied by the Lord because Krishna is pliable in terms of the transcendental loving service of the devotee. This is also confirmed in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tang sthaiva bhajami aham. We should note, however, that Krishna is never the order supplier of the devotee. Here in this verse, it is particularly mentioned, Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavata. This indicates the efficiency achieved through execution of matured devotional service, or prema, love of Godhead. This state of prema is achieved by the gradual process of development from faith to love. On faith, one associates with bona fide devotees, and by such association, one can become engaged in bona fide devotional service, which includes proper initiation and the execution of the primary devotional duties prescribed in the revealed scriptures. So this is clearly indicated herein by the word Shrutekshita. The Shrutekshita path is to hear from bona fide devotees who are conversant with Vedic wisdom, free from mundane sentiment. By this bona fide hearing process, the neophyte devotee becomes cleansed of all material rubbish, and thus the neophyte devotee becomes attached to one of the many transcendental forms of the Lord as described in the Vedas. This attachment of the devotee to a particular form of Krishna is due to natural inclination. Each and every living entity is originally attached to a particular type of transcendental service because he or she is eternally the servitor of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the living entity is eternally a servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnara Nityadasa. Therefore, every living entity has a particular type of service relationship with Krishna eternally. This particular attachment is invoked by practice of regulative devotional service to Krishna, and thus the devotee becomes attached to the eternal form of Krishna, exactly like one who is already eternally attached. This attachment for a particular form of Krishna is called Swarupa Siddhi. Krishna sits on the lotus heart of the devotee in the eternal form the pure devotee desires, and thus Krishna does not part from the devotee as confirmed previously. Krishna, however, does not disclose himself to a casual or unauthentic worshipper to be exploited. This is confirmed in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Nahaṁ prakāśa sarvasya yoga māyā samāvṛtaḥ. Rather, by yoga māyā, Krishna remains concealed to the non-devotees or casual devotees who are serving their sense gratification. Krishna is never visible to the pseudo-devotees who worship the demigods in charge of universal affairs. And so the conclusion is that Krishna cannot become the order supplier of the pseudo-devotee, but Krishna is always prepared to respond to the desires of a pure, unconditional devotee who is free from all tinges of material infection. Recorded March 29, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Chat Sat. Vidarati dik shurane dik pati tamaniyam dashamukha mauli balim ramaniyam keshavadritta rama sharira chaya jagadisha hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Ram Sri Ram Jaya Ram Sri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Sri Ram Jaya Ram Jai Jaya Ram Sri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Hey Ram Hey Ram Hey Ram Hey Ram Rama Raghava Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Patima. Hey Ram, hey Ram. Hey Ram, hey Ram. Vicharasi jitshurane jitpati kamaniyam dashamukhamauli balim ramaniyam Keshavadrita Ramachandra Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Patima. Hey Ram, hey Ram. Hey Ram, hey Ram, hey Ram, hey Ram. Jaya Ram, Sri Ram, Jaya, Jaya Ram. Sri Ram, Jaya Ram, Jaya, Jaya Ram. Hey Ram, 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 hey Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.